Hello and welcome to another episode of Declutter Me.
Hi, Shrek.
Hello, Shalina. How are you?
I'm alright, thank you. How are you?
I'm good too. So what are we going to talk about today?
So today, I wanted to talk about to-do lists.
Like those things where we're supposed to make notes of and keep track of our lives and everything else and not forget things and sync everything everywhere and...
Yes, roughly. Before it used to be you write on a piece of paper or write on post-it notes.
Post-it notes. I still like post-it notes.
Yeah. And then you lose a post-it note and then you forget what you're supposed to do. Or you remember to do things while you're driving in the car, but then you don't make a note of it. And then you forget a few minutes later and yeah. So this is a way to keep everything that's in your brain and all the things you know you're supposed to do to put it into a specific area. Now, I use apps, as you know. You're a techie guy. I'm an app girl. I like using apps. So I've tested out a lot of apps over the years to see which ones are the good ones to use to-do lists. I use an app called TickTick, which is free. There are various other ones. Some are, you know, you have to pay for. I find that a lot of people, when they do to-do lists, whether they do it on paper or using apps, they write everything down, which is great, but then it becomes overwhelming when you look at the list. I wanted to talk about what to do with creating a to-do list and how to make the most of it. I use an app because it's easy, because, you know, you can write it in your phone, you know, so if, you know, you're walking around somewhere or you're at work, you can access it online or I can access it from my phone and you can just tick the box and then it disappears, you know. So it's easy. You don't have to keep on rewriting the list over and over, which is what you do with the paper one, right? Because you want to start afresh with a new, you know, just the things that you want to do. I also use the getting things done methodology, which people have might have heard of.
Can you imagine that it's been 40 plus episodes before we ever uttered the words getting things done?
Is it?
Yeah.
Have we never mentioned it?
I don't
it?
Think so, no. I mean, it is a very popular methodology and everything, but it's just amazing that we've been doing an organizing podcast for nearly a year and we've just had a chance to mention him.
We should. And I mean, because I use it for to-do lists and I use it for my emails as well. And I had the honor of meeting him a few years back.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. I already had a book, but for some reason I'd forgotten it. So I had to buy another one. So yeah, I got a bit of clutter and he signed it. And then I said to him that I was a professional organizer and he stood with me for a while, even though there were people bothering him and wanting to have selfies and get him to autograph books. He stood and talked to me because he understood how, you know, professional organizers use his methodology to help people to get organized. And he was, you know, he loves us.
Right. So I think that's how you've mentioned him. We were talking about books and you getting the book signed by somebody who then stood aside and spoke to you for a little while and stuff, but you never actually mentioned who it was.
Yes, it was David Allen.
Apparently it was David Allen. Yeah. Okay, there we go. Yeah. We've uncovered the mystery a few episodes later.
And because I'm very conscious. I don't want to bother the authors, you know, when you go for these signings, and then for him to actually stand to the side and have a conversation with me about it was great, you know. And so do you use it as well?
Yeah, a little bit. So one of my mentors from like quite a few years ago told me that that was a book I should read. It is a fairly elaborate methodology in the sense that, like, if you don't follow aspects of it, like, it kind of breaks down. I mean, this is true for most organizing stuff, right? It's about changing your method and getting, you know, doing things. And a lot of things need to happen, like, in the moment. So this is not a comment on GTD. It's a comment on just about anything.
Well, it's like any of these systems.
Yeah, so for me, it's been more about adapting that into what works for me as well. There are many things about his methodology that I do follow, but then there are some things that obviously have been tweaked and adjusted. So I know I'm like, okay, this doesn't work for me, so I'm going to do it this way. And
well, I think that's the thing, and it's the same. And we've talked before about Marie Kondo and her methodology, and it's the same thing that people then feel pressure if they don't follow it. Exactly. And I've had that before where I've trained clients, they wanted to do the GTD method. And it does take a while. You can't just start doing it immediately. You have to actually put in the systems and you have to read the whole book, and he tells you what to do step by step. And it can take weeks or months if you procrastinate, which I did do. It took a few weeks for me.
And also this is where the apps come in, right? So there are a lot of apps, of course, that they themselves tell you that they're built with the GTD methodology in mind.
The one that I use, I found that it worked perfectly for GTD. And there are other apps, as you said, that are compliant with GTD as well. So the main thing with GTD is that you have one central place, which is the inbox. So that's the one place that you put everything in, and then you separate it. So when an idea comes into your head, you have to think about whether it's actionable or not actionable. If it's not actionable, just, you know, you throw it away, you incubate it, as he puts in his book, which is you put it into a folder called Someday Maybe. You can put an action point of what this thing might be that you will do later on, or you have a, you know, another sublist called file or reference. So usually that's for links to articles. So I have a reference sublist for documents and articles about organizing decluttering. For my personal to-do list, I have articles like that because I like traveling, or, you know, things about movies because I'm a movie buff. And then if it is actionable, you create projects. So there might be a project. Say you want to form a company. So forming a company is not just you form a company. You have to talk to the person who's going to help you form the company. You have to fill in forms. You have to submit the forms. Contact the bank, submit the forms for that. Do their visa, take photos for the visa. You know, there are all these different steps you have to do just for this one project of forming a company. It's not just you put on your to-do list, form a company. A project has its own sub-list of to-do things. So that is the great thing about GTD. What else could be considered a project?
Getting your car renewed. Like our yearly car renewals are projects because there is a maintenance, there's a test, you got to renew insurance, you got to get the new card. There are like a series of checks that have to happen. In some cases, there are things you need to fix before you go to the inspection, like, which is, I think, one thing that the GTD system taught me is about thinking in terms of projects and thinking about everything in terms of, or most things, as projects rather than just tasks. In a traditional format, most people would just write down renew car and then walk away and be like, okay, I'll take care of it. And then when you start taking care of it, you realize that there are like 15 things you got to do now suddenly, and you don't know how to address them because you haven't planned for it. And then that's when it gets overwhelming and it kind of bugs you and whatever else.
The good thing with having projects and then putting each step down means it's less overwhelming for you. So as you said, then you can just keep on crossing it off, and you feel better when you're crossing off each item of that list. You never want to feel overwhelmed when you're doing something. Other aspects is it, you know, if it's an actionable item and you want to put it on the to-do list. One is, can you finish it in a few minutes? So they say, can you do it in less than 2 minutes? Just get it over and done with. Just, you know, if you have to reply to that email, do it now. If you can, if you know the answer, do it. If you can answer a message on a phone, do it now. You know, just get it out of your system so you don't even have to add it to the to-do list. If there's something that's going to take more than 2 minutes, then you add it to your to-do list as a next action item. So there's a separate folder called next action item. So on TickTick, you can create different folders and in different colors. So I have one for all my projects in one different colors. I have a folder called next action list. So everything that's important that has to be done within the day is in the next action list. Anything that's needed, needs a response from somebody else, or, you know, I'm waiting for something, that goes into another folder called waiting for list. Then there's your calendar. So if you have to do something and there's a meeting, or you have to go, you know, say, I have to go buy products for decluttering and organizing client, that will go in my calendar. So you have to use your calendar in conjunction with your to-do list. Like the Google Calendar is sort of helping with that now, that you can do events and you can also do reminders.
And tasks, yeah, it's linked in it, yeah.
But I still don't find it as I can't use it as well as I can using an app for to-do lists. So I don't try and I separate my to-do list from my calendar. At least with the calendar, then it syncs with your, you know, it can sync on your computer, it can sync on your phone. You can add people. Say when we're meeting to do a podcast recording, we do it to add each other on the invite so that we both are in sync, so that, you know, nobody forgets. And that's another thing, you know, people do that they're like, oh yeah, I have to do this. Put every single event that you have to do into your calendar. Don't, like, you know, add it in your to-do list, because you won't remember that date and time, whereas you will if it's in the calendar. So I always recommend that. And have a look at it every time. Like, I look at my to-do list every day, three or four times, even more if I have to add stuff to the to-do list. But I'm always checking it to make sure that I've done everything. And at the end of the day, I have a look to see how many things I've crossed off the list. And it makes me feel good. I feel happy, like, that I've accomplished so much in a day.
I think the to-do list is something probably we may revisit again, because I think there's so much more layers under it, especially if you're following methodology. But these are some of the starting points that you can get to, so that you can a fairly organized to-do list.
And see what suits you, whether it's paper or it's app. Find something that suits your lifestyle. I have quite a few clients that always say, oh, you only use an app. I have to use paper. That's fine. You do what makes you comfortable and that you will keep on using.
Yeah, I mean, I use a combination, because for me, the one thing's for sure, like when I write stuff, I retain it 10 times better than when it's typed. At the start of the day, I'll write down just the things for today. Like in the notebook and then cross it off there, because that just works for me, because I can see it right away and I'm working on it. And then eventually I go back and be like, okay, I've taken care of five things or whatever they are. Yeah,
I do the similar thing that in the morning while I'm going through emails and remembering things, I have scrap piece of paper on the next to me and I will write down. So the things that I know that I need to do in the next hour are these major next to-do lists, you know, I write them all down as well. So instead of typing them up on the thing, it's quickly scrawled on this paper and crossed out all of them. And that's because that's my method of doing my next action list. And I know that that's going to happen in the next hour. And anything that's not completed will then go onto my proper to-do list, because then, you know, I might have to walk away. So these were my tips for how to get organized with your to-do list. And if you want to know more about the methodology from David Allen, get his book, Getting Things Done. There are lots of blog posts about it as well, but I think his book is the best way.
That's all we have for you this week. Get cracking on those to-do lists, and we'll see you next week.
Yep. Bye.